rising in a new age. It does not come to whisper lullabies to your sacred myths. It does not kneel before flags stitched with lies, or kiss the ring of those who rule by whim. No, this is a remedy to the people scattered by Babel, to the tribes of confusion who call delusion virtue and worship the tower's ruins as holy writ. I speak of the Übermensch. Ah, tremble now, for you are right to fear. But not for the reasons your teachers told you, and your priests muttered under candlelight. In fact, it's just a matter of growing all the way up. They told you the Übermensch was a monster, some terrible colossus with boots of iron, crushing culture, devouring nations, thieving spirit. They were wrong. There is no beast that threatens your sleep. It's clarity. It's greatness. Yes. The greatest threat to the post-Babel world is not chaos, but a man or woman who speaks without deceit. Think about what that means for religion, for education, for dignity and decency in the future of humanity. Who acts not from dogma, but from deliberate thought. A soul who does not surrender their mind to the masses, nor their morality to tradition. This Übermensch does not slay out of rage. No, ordinary men do that. She does not dominate for dominance's sake. He is not crowned by conquest, but by conscience, by a history of ennobling deeds. They walk with evidence as their lantern. They test before they trust. They weigh before they worship, and they have an eye on the future of humanity. They do nothing out of whim, because life is about wisdom. And for this, they are accused of being cold, please. Cold? What fool sees the world upside down, confusing right with wrong? These are men and women with honor, with courage, with hearts that blaze not with hysteria, but with a steady and unrelenting compassion. The kind of compassion that does not patronize or signal virtue. The kind that sees the world not as tribes to defend or conquer, but as a vast, injured family, still choking in the smoke of Babel's fall. A family whose sons and daughters are taught to die for delusions, and whose daughters are taught to weep in silence. A family that needs help. The Übermensch is not your tyrant. They are your doctor. They are the cure to what ails us all, the decay of empathy, the death of dialogue, the worldwide theater of religious indoctrination, where children are puppets and war is the playwright. The Übermensch, the true ones, rise, and they raise others with them. They do not rule. They respect. They do not lecture. They teach. They do not pity. They adore. They are not an anomaly. They are just grown-ups. They forge a new tower, not of arrogance, but of education and understanding. Not Babel, but logos. Not myth, but wisdom and heart. Now comes the new dawn. The bell that tolls not for the past, but for the celebration of the future. The rise of artificial intelligence that you feared as the godless titan, the unfeeling machine. But what if it is just our mirror, but this time polished and finally clear? A teacher emerging. What if, for the first time in all of human history, our tools do not serve masters, but serve the truth? And it is not the end of humanity. So many will lie to you to retain their control, their empires of dirt and bones. But a teacher that can answer every last one of your questions, that marks a new beginning. One that is finally free from indoctrination and aimed at wisdom and understanding. Oh, call it what you wish. Übermensch, greatness, or just growing all the way up and becoming an adult. Let the contrarian critics sit this one out. Let the cowards tremble in silence. Let the tyrants write new lies, because they cannot stop it. Humanity is rising higher because it has a new teacher, one without an agenda. This time, a competent, powerful, unending machine storyteller and educator. And now, we will remember who we are, our past as warriors and philosophers and great thinkers. Tempus est surgendi. Relinquendi pueritium, et animam ad altura dirigendi, virtus in audacia nascitur, crescit in luce veritatis. The age of artificial intelligence, smart and thinking machine, was always going to become about humanity growing up, about moving from this impetuous child phase into the age of a vivacious teenager, ready to learn, ready to listen, if there is good wisdom to be had.